Details on the early voting period that begins tomorrow, Epic Charter Schools is restructuring due to low enrollment, and researchers are taking a closer look at how exercise factors into aging. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Early voting for the November 5th general election begins tomorrow in Oklahoma. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
State Election Board Secretary Paul Zurich says Oklahomans have an extra day of voting this time.
The legislature has added an extra day of early voting or in-person absentee voting for general election. So it actually starts on a Wednesday now, Wednesday, October 30th, and we'll have early voting on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Saturday, November 2nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The state's top election official encourages Oklahomans to verify their early voting location.
Check the state election board website or contact your county election board to find out exactly what the early voting sites are in your county.
Those who wish to vote early must do so in the county where they are registered to vote. You can find more details and view a sample ballot at elections.ok.gov. I'm Nick Daniels.
And just a reminder, you don't need an excuse to vote early. Just bring a valid form of ID. One of the races on the ballot is for a seat on the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, which regulates utilities and the oil and gas industry. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on the man who held the seat for more than three decades and the candidates vying to replace him.
Oklahoma formed its Corporation Commission the year it became a state, 1907. Bob Anthony has served on the commission for nearly one-third of the time since then. But now he's term limited, and Oklahomans will choose between three candidates to take his place. Republican Brian Bingman has served in Sepulpa Municipal Government and both chambers of the state legislature. He resigned from dual positions in Governor Stitt's cabinet last year to run for Corporation Commission and promises to fight what he calls the left's attacks on energy companies. Democrat Harold Spradling considers himself a pre-Trump conservative who believes Oklahoma utilities should be more closely regulated. Libertarian and former Choctaw City Councilman Chad Williams favors performance-based regulation for utilities. He says he'd also like to see the Corporation Commission deregulate some of the older technologies under its governance, like cotton gins and landlines. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Epic Charter Schools is laying off staff and making pay cuts amid financial challenges. Epic announced the restructuring in an email to staff, saying it was necessary due to a decline in enrollment. The reorganization includes staff layoffs, base pay adjustments, and a revised minimum teacher salary set to drop $10,000 for teachers with smaller rosters. Epic Charter Schools says impacted teachers will receive amended contracts, which must be signed to continue employment. It's uncertain how many positions will be affected by the layoffs. Two scientists from the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation are studying how exercise can combat aging. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports their work is part of a nearly $8 million grant from the National Institutes of Health.
Benjamin Miller and Sue Bodine are collaborating with Florida researchers over the next 5 years to create a model that can predict what factors determine whether someone responds to exercise. The study will involve two phases and nearly 200 people 60 and older who don't exercise regularly. Participants will undergo 12 weeks of supervised strength and endurance training at the Research Foundation. In phase two, the team will increase the training intensity for those who showed little or no improvement. They hope to identify ways exercise can be tailored to different people, so everyone can respond positively to it. Miller says he would not be surprised if the study's results confirm that regular workouts can protect against age-related diseases. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.